Welcome, everyone, to another episode of A Sensible Future, the podcast for students for sensible drug policy at ssdp.org. I'm Russ Belville, and joining us today, we have Vilmarie Narlock. She's talking to us from Chicago, Illinois today. And Vilmarie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Russ. Thanks for having me.
Tell our listeners how you got involved with SSDP.
Sure. I've been involved since 2009 as a student in my doctoral program for clinical psychology at Roosevelt University. So I was a research assistant there at the Illinois Consortium on Drug Policy, and the director, my boss, Kathy Kane Willis, happened to be the advisor of the SSDP chapter there. So since I was working for her there, she sort of encouraged me to join the chapter as well, and I've been a happy member since.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I was interested in getting you on the podcast today because of recent comments we heard from Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III. And I don't know how much longer he'll be our Attorney General, given some of the recent tweets from President Trump.
But, right, I know.
Yeah, Attorney General Sessions, I've often told listeners, is pretty much a throwback to the 1980s Just Say No era, the era I came up in and don't want to return us to by any means. Tell us your thoughts on Jeff Sessions and his recent call to return to the DARE program, the Drug Abuse Resistance Education. What did you think about that?
Yeah, well, you know, when I heard that he was going to be speaking at this DARE event, honestly, my initial thought was, well, of course he is, you know?
Really.
And then reading his comments, you know, what he actually said, I was, you know, it was a little bit scary hearing things like, you know, law enforcement is prevention, you know, and just statements like this are really scary. And really, like you said, a throwback to an era that, I don't think any of us want to go back to when it comes to drug education. As I think many people know, the DARE program was ineffective and proven so in many, many studies. So for him to sort of outright say that it worked is just false.
So the way he tries to defend that is by looking at the statistics of self-reported drug use throughout the 1980s, which did show a decline. So how do we respond to that? You know, good-meaning people that hear this and know that, well, I know DARE didn't work, but how do we explain that drug use went down?
Well, you know, I think it's sort of a thing where there's a lot of other services. You know, people are thinking more in terms of general health and wellness, you know, more mental health support for young people started happening then. So I think there are so many other factors that come into play there. And I think another, argument that I've been hearing coming down the pipeline is that there's a different version of DARE. And actually, it's not DARE. It's the program is called Keeping It Real, which is just silly, but it's a program that was adopted by DARE in 2009. The program itself was reviewed about 2006, and even at that point, didn't get very good scores. If we're looking at something like the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, their National Register for Effective or Evidence-Based Programs and Practices, which is sort of like what a lot of people will go to find out if something is evidence-based and effective. So the Keeping It Real program that they're now trying to say, like, oh, but this is what we do, they probably shouldn't really be pushing that so much either, because it's not so great.
Kind of the kinder, gentler form of DARE. And so what do do, Vilmarie, in this case, where obviously drugs is something that's a reality in society, and we want to steer children away from them or to make better choices if they use them. So what sort of education is going to work for the kids?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a really important thing to look at. And I did my dissertation on drug education and what young people thought about it. And generally what they're looking for is they're wanting someone, and I will say it's really important to actually talk to young people about what they want and what they think works. So that's one thing, is actually including young people in the development of any sort of program that's going to be talking at them, you know. So actually talking to the young people, they're wanting people who are knowledgeable about drugs, so professionals in the field, maybe doctors or medical professionals who really know what they're talking about to be delivering this information. not necessarily their teachers, who don't really have the time to go through all this intensive training, right? And they're wanting, you know, young people to talk to and people that they feel comfortable talking to about these issues. If they do know a family member or a friend who they're concerned about, they want to be able to talk about that without fear of getting in trouble in school. So, right. You know, we need more compassion. We need, you know, involvement of young people in the development. And we need reality, you know. We know that young people use drugs, and, you know, we need to look at it from a harm reduction and public health perspective.
So not police officers are the people they want to talk to.
Yeah. No one really seems to think that police, you know, in the work that I've seen, young people don't necessarily want to see a police officer talking to them about this. And, you know, especially nowadays.
Well, for people that subscribe to Jeff Sessions' mode of thinking and think mm-hmm. that there's a role for law enforcement in that, what would your response be to them as far as young people and criminal consequences for their drug use?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there are really significant consequences for young people using drugs because of the policies that exist. In some places, there are zero tolerance policies. So if they get caught with or even find out that they've been using drugs on their school property, they can get expelled. And certainly, we don't want to take away a young person's education and their opportunities for a positive future. And that's the kind of thing that happens when law enforcement is involved in this kind of thing.
So are there specific programs at SSDP that are addressing this need for education in the middle schools or the high school levels, or does it just start at the college level?
Yeah, I'm actually really glad you asked that. So we have, I've been working on our Just Say No, and that's KNOW as in knowledge, peer education, harm reduction and drug education program. And although it is sort of tailored for our college students to be able to talk to their peers, we do have high school chapters that are working on being trained to do this. And I have been getting some interest from other high schools and middle schools to tailor the program to that level. So there are a couple of opportunities that I'm sort of working on to bring our program to a younger age group as well.
And with this with these new programs, are there also considerations as far as policies that we're trying to adopt in the schools with respect mm-hmm. to reporting overdoses or anything that the kids might have or young adults might have to deal with in a college setting?
Absolutely, yeah. So a lot of our students are working on or have, you know, been able to get Good Samaritan or medical amnesty policies on their campus in the books for their drug and alcohol policy. So in general, what that means is if, you know, you're on campus and a friend of yours is experiencing a medical emergency related to drug use, you can call for help without fear of getting in trouble. Sometimes there'll be some educational component to it, to where if you do call for help or something like this, you'll maybe be referred to for counseling or something like that. But you wouldn't have the punishment such as being expelled or kicked out of your dorm or things like this.
And what so about
really
policies?
Encouraging people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, but also wondering about how things have evolved now that we have 8 states where the college students that are 21 and above in those states can legally consume cannabis.
Yes, so this is still an issue and definitely something that our students are working on. There's some students and chapters that have been working on equalization policies. So in other words, treating cannabis like alcohol on campus so that the same type of penalty that they would receive for alcohol would apply to cannabis. So oftentimes with alcohol, there'll be like a 3 strikes kind of thing, or there'll be they'll have more opportunities for support, whereas with cannabis, it's an immediate, you know, penalty that they would receive. So some things that they're working on is trying to equalize that at least. And, you know, in other words, otherwise it seems to be pretty tricky because of things like the Drug-Free Schools Act. Colleges and universities are a little hesitant to allow things like smoking cannabis on campus, even for medicinal use. So that's something that our students are up against and trying to work on and trying to, you know, find some common ground to work from with administrations.
I see. Well, Vilmarie Narlock, this is a developing situation with respect to the drug education. Again, like we said, we don't even know if Jeff Sessions will be around by the time this interview airs, much less over the next the rest of the administration. But it's good to know the folks at SSDP are paying attention to this and coming up with effective, practical education that'll actually work for the kids. Anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with? Maybe some contact information or other informational sites that would help them out on this subject?
Absolutely. If you're interested in checking out our program, you can go to ssdp.org/justsayno. And again, that's no with the K-N-O-W. And you can find all of our materials there, find out more, and my contact info is there as well.
Well, thanks so much, Vilmarie, for joining us today on A Sensible Future.
Thanks so much, Russ. Have a great day.